Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Condemnations of Nazi protests in Brisbane, a new federal digital ID, and the Middle East braces for an attack by Iran. Good morning, this is Louis and Soph with your 8am Zedlines. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles and the Jewish Council of Australia have condemned a far-right protest march which took place in Brisbane on Sunday. Police say members of the neo-Nazi group became disruptive, with four taken into custody and three issued infringement notices. This comes as Australia's terror level threat was raised from possible to probable last week, following an increased risk of politically motivated violence and white supremacist ideologies.
Heavy rain is expected to continue across Queensland, with the Bureau of Meteorology issuing flood watch warnings across the state. Rain will continue from about the centre of the state all the way down to the New South Wales border. In Brisbane, thunderstorms could bring 40 to 70 millimetres of rain daily. BOM is warning that there is a chance of isolated minor flooding, including on the Brisbane River. The rain is expected to ease on Wednesday and clear up by Thursday.
The federal government will roll out new digital IDs by the end of the year to be used to share private personal information without handing over sensitive documents like a passport or driver's license. Bill Shorten will today announce the program called the National Trust Exchange at the National Press Club. The ID will be accessed through MyGov and will have tight data protection protocols.
A youth justice bill is being reviewed this week in Melbourne to raise the age of criminal responsibility. Swinburne University professor and leader of the review, Professor James Ogloff, says the report shows 550,000 young people in Victoria have had formal contact with the justice system. The bill will prohibit police from arresting children aged 10 or 11 and instead allow them to be moved to somewhere safe.
The Middle East is bracing for further escalation this morning as the United States announced it is preparing for major attacks by Iran in the region. In a press conference today, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said the U.S. is increasing its presence in the region as it prepares for what they say could be a, quote, significant set of attacks. This comes after Israel assassinated the political leader of Hamas earlier this month, causing a vow of retaliation by Iran.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and rainy with some easterly winds. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.